quick. I don't know if he's a frustrated comedian or pastor, but he's so quick. Because I said, now, I just got to ask you, and I'm just half kidding, half serious. Did the whites sit on one side and the blacks sit on the other side? He said, no. The whites sat at the front and the blacks sat at the back. And he said, nope. He said, that was just so beautiful. He said, everybody sat together everywhere and talked and interacted. He said, it was a beautiful thing to watch. And so that was really wonderful. And then they did the singing, and then he did a study from Isaiah. And then for Christmas, and then they did the communion together, and they're associated with a lot of ritual. They had everything appear, and then two ladies in white came up, and he took the cloth off of the elements, folded them up, and then they brought little urns, and both of the pastors had washed their hands, and then they jointly gave it out, and so he said it was just a beautiful night. And I thought that was really super. I wanted to share that with you. And Dan Hill in Tulsa, a couple of the big churches had made a big point that they were not going to be meeting on Sunday morning. Well, Dan has, if you've ever been by his church, he has a lighted sign out, that you put a sign on in front of his church. And so what he did for today, it says, open for business. And, they're doing really well. Okay, let's begin with a word of prayer, orienting ourselves as to why we're here, the worship of God. Kind of mix it in with your Sunday. I'm so glad you're here on Christmas morning. I also found out the last time Sunday was on a Christmas, 10 years ago, because of leap year. I thought it'd be every 7 years, but because of leap year, it was 10 years ago. And I go, oh, well, okay, then that's why I couldn't remember, well, what have we done in the past, but I remember that 10 years ago, we were on Spring Valley, and our kids came in and sang that morning, and I remember it now after reflecting on it that it was in 96, but it's 10 years ago. Usually, I don't know why I'm thinking every 7 years I'd forgotten leap year and all of that, so it's kind of an interesting thing. I'm glad you're here to worship God in the midst of all of your fun and family and celebration. Let's begin with a word of prayer. We do praise you, Father. We praise you that in Christ,